local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number two on a Wednesday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. There is a lot happening here locally and around the nation and world, and we'll get started right off with our top three stories on this Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. This day is significant. Of course, it was 4 years ago today, the terror attack on board NAS Pensacola, a Saudi student killing three Navy sailors and leaving eight more wounded. Almost 4 years to the exact hour of that attack, bomb threat called into NAS Pensacola this morning. They made it around 9:35, and officials on board NAS Pensacola confirming one suspect is in custody, and due to the ongoing investigation, no suspect information is being released at this time. Former commanding officer Tim Kinsella talked and reacted to Channel 3.
When everybody's is heightened, their senses are heightened, they're super aware. They have a lot of very difficult, traumatic memories that they have to deal with today. So I think it's just unfortunate that today of all days that somebody should decide to do this.
Yeah, and of course, the, I don't know, irony is the right word, but obviously not lost on anybody that this was called in and occurred on the day of the anniversary. So we'll see what comes out here in the coming days and weeks moving forward. Also in our top three stories today, on the campus of UNLV, police responding to an active shooter called this afternoon. The shooter has been declared dead, but there reportedly are three victims. The sheriff's office not updating their conditions. There could be more. The police do say that the shooter died and there is no ongoing threat, but another shooting at a college campus this afternoon as well. President Biden today urging Congress to pass a new spending package to help Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Republicans think they get everything they want without any bipartisan compromise. That's not the answer.
Yeah, so Biden says if Russian President Vladimir Putin is allowed to take what he wants, U.S. troops will eventually be fighting Russian troops. And the president, as you heard there, blaming Republicans for tying Ukraine aid to U.S. border support. Senator Rick Scott, one of those Republicans. We'll hear from him coming up here in our state headlines. Just shy of 5:15, those are our top three stories for today. We'll get an update on the roads and weather for the first time this hour.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we had some problems in our last hour that have kind of bled into this second one, unfortunately. Mobile Highway is the culprit for one of them right now. If you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some congestion building up there. Pine Forest Road, that's a big one. If you're traveling northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. Also, if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 coming from the Pine Forest Road area, we've got some congestion built up there, so be sure to look out for that. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound to and from Creighton Road, we've got issues there. And in Santa Rosa County, the big one right now, well, there's actually two. If you are coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got some backups there. And if you are traveling eastbound, trying to get into downtown Milton, coming off of Avalon Boulevard, we've got backups there also.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Chilly night ahead as we head into Thursday, starting out in the 30s and 40s there for Thursday morning, so have a heavier jacket. High temperatures on Thursday afternoon, upper 50s to lower 60s with plenty of sunshine. Slightly warmer on Friday as 60s return for high temperatures, mid to upper 60s. Through the weekend, we'll have a warm-up on Saturday back into the 70s, but rain chances move back in. We could have some thunderstorms Saturday night. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Yeah, right now, we're at 54 degrees, 38 for the low, mostly sunny. Thursday with a high of around 61. Taking a look at some more local headlines today. The city of Pensacola confirming their first red bulb in the annual Keep the Wreath Green campaign. A fire happened yesterday evening, a little after 7 o'clock. Firefighters responded to a home on Angelina Road. They were able to quickly extinguish the fire. It was contained to the attic. Nobody was injured, but three adults were displaced. Investigators not able to determine the exact cause of the fire. The Escambia Children's Trust Board will be meeting later this month at a time when there are significant questions about whether some organizations who received grant dollars in 2023 have been the best stewards of those funds. And they're also in the process of selecting the next executive director after Tammy Greer resigned in August. After almost 500 people applied, they are down to two local candidates. That's Lindsay Cannon as well as Walker Wilson. Cannon currently serves as executive director of Children's Home Society of Florida for the Western and Emerald Coast region. Wilson is the current executive director for the Pensacola Downtown Improvement Board. Those two will speak before the full Escambia Children's Trust Board on December 20th. Also hearing from Congressman Matt Gaetz today, reaction to the news that former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will resign from Congress at the end of the year. The man who led the charge to remove him reacting to that.
Nancy Pelosi, for all her flaws, and there are many, she at least stuck around. She didn't hurt her team by saying, well, if I can't be the quarterback, I'm just going to take the ball and go home. That seems to be what we're getting from Kevin McCarthy. This is not an act of patriotism or moving on to the next fight. It is an act of abject selfishness.
Yeah, so Gaetz saying that it's really about the math after the House expelled George Santos, and with McCarthy's resignation, Republicans will only have a two-person majority in the House, and Gaetz says it'll eventually be down to one, as Ohio's Bill Johnson has been tapped to take over as president of Youngstown State University. Also, the Escambia Sheriff's Office celebrating 19 new deputies that make up the first graduating class from their new training academy. Those new recruits graduated Monday and will be out on their own starting December 18th.
Historically, we've taken a recruit or a potential deputy that has just graduated from the academy, and then we would have to basically put them in our own training, if you will.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons tells Channel 3 that the Sheriff's Office is one of six in the state authorized to run their own law enforcement academy. The next batch of recruits, all 30 of them, will start next month. 519, we will take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
Friday morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 5:25, we'll get a little bit early of a check on our roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we haven't had a ton that's really gotten too crazy, but we are still dealing with some issues here and there, such as Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling either north or southbound, really, but especially north, between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. Also, on North Davis Highway, if you are traveling northbound from Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, expect some delays in that area also. And lastly, this is kind of a big one, Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some heavy traffic at this moment. The last big one is in Santa Rosa County. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we've got some heavy backups there.
All right, looking at our weather for the next couple of days. Another cool evening tonight. Overnight low is 38. It's 54 degrees currently. More sunshine on tap Thursday, high of 61. Mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low of 51. And warming up to 68 on Friday. Chance of showers coming into the picture Friday night. Definitely Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 72 degrees. Taking a look at what's happening in the state of Florida today, one of our senators, Rick Scott, is among the block of Republicans that are standing in the way of funding to Ukraine. Talked about this in our top three stories. They are wanting the funding to Ukraine tied to the southern border. And here's Senator Scott on that.
We are not going to spend a dime, right, on Ukraine's border unless we fix our border. It's not going to happen.
So the White House says that if Congress doesn't approve more funding for Ukraine, there will be none left by the end of the month.
and DMV offices across the state of Florida are experiencing a system outage. The state's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says that the incident started earlier this afternoon, impacting its in-person and online services. Officials are trying to fix the problem as soon as possible.
Also, a man accused of intentionally running down two Hillsborough County deputies is not fit for trial. That determination made by a county circuit court judge, saying that Ralph Boozy is mentally incompetent to stand trial. Boozy will be involuntarily committed to the state for mental health treatment. The 28-year-old allegedly ran over Corporal Carlos Brito and Deputy Manuel Santos last month after police responded to a call about a man acting irrationally. Also looking at our national headlines today, we do have the fourth GOP debate tonight from Tuscaloosa starting in about, 34 minutes, and it's being broadcast on the subscription-based TV network News Nation. Governor DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy are taking part. I'm not sure what would the appropriate over-under as far as viewership would be on this thing.
Yeah.
The third debate we had, it was on NBC. You had Peacock and, you know, whatever other avenues you have of getting NBC programming. 7.5 million. This one is on News Nation. I have no idea as a YouTube TV subscriber if I have News Nation or not.
I don't think a lot
of people know if they have it or not. So where do you, maybe 1 million?
Gosh,
I
have no clue. I mean, you and I have been talking about how the more we get into these GOP debates, the more evident it becomes that they don't matter.
Yeah,
you know, because the numbers aren't really changing nearly enough.
The poll numbers are, the viewership numbers are too. They're going straight down.
Exactly. So it's like I don't know. I mean, however much, million and a half, maybe.
Million?
However much the least number has been so far, it's going to be a lot lower. This is going to break.
Yeah,
the record.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. It was the third one on NBC was 7.5. The one before that got 9, and that was on Fox Business Channel. So you go from network TV, NBC, everybody knows that, to News Nation, where I have no idea if I have it. So.
It'll probably be sub 2 million. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says that rebate checks are on the way to nearly 2 million Alabama tax filers. She says officials have worked around the clock to process the one-time tax rebate since December 1st. About 850,000 direct deposits have already been made. The rebates were authorized in the 2023 state budget.
All right. Also, four Russian soldiers are being charged with war crimes against an American living in Ukraine during the invasion of the country. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the charges today, saying that they include conspiracy to commit war crimes and torture.
We allege that those defendants threw the victim to the ground while he was naked, tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him.
And Garland said the American victim was abducted from their home by three of those charged and was stripped naked and beaten there.
And former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has said he will resign from Congress at the end of the year. This comes after McCarthy was the first Speaker of the House to be ousted from power in the middle of their congressional term.
And heard from Congressman Matt Gaetz last segment, his reaction there. Obviously, Gaetz, not a huge fan of McCarthy, led the ousting and saying, hey, he's being selfish. He's not being a good teammate the math all of a sudden. You know, the Republicans had the majority there. They kicked George Santos out. McCarthy's gone at the end of the year. One congressman from Ohio is going to be supposedly the next president of Youngstown State. So all of a sudden, you're down to one. That's the reality that the Republicans are facing, according to our congressman. In Texas, authorities say a suspect arrested after a shooting spree that covered two cities yesterday. Police in Austin believe that the suspect killed four people in two separate shootings after killing two people near San Antonio. Two police officers were also said to be injured. 5:30 right now, that'll do it for our national headlines. Fox News update is coming up. I'm sure probably an update on UNLV. We're back with a look at what's happening sports, health, business, and science, and pop culture in the second half hour of the program. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department responding to reports of shots fired on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The sheriff, Kevin McMahill, says there's no further threat.
We do have one suspect down. Of course, we have no idea on the motive. There are a number of victims that have been transported to area hospitals.
Scary scene indeed. Las Vegas police say the reported gunman is dead. The White House holding a briefing with National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, telling reporters the United States supports Israel in the conflict with Hamas, but emphasized they don't support any sort of military occupation of Gaza during the conflict.
We do not support a military, an Israeli military occupation of Gaza. We don't support any shrinking in the territorial boundaries of Gaza. We don't support any permanent displacement of the people of Gaza outside of Gaza.
The White House has called on Israel to limit civilian casualties. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Disney out a beta version of its combined Disney Plus and Hulu experience. The new hub called Hulu on Disney Plus puts content from both services on the Disney Plus app. The media giant notes that the new hub is not a replacement for the standalone Hulu or Disney apps, and the two apps will remain as separate offerings. The television industry is mourning the passing of a legend today. He was one of the most prolific writers and producers in the history of the small screen. The man behind groundbreaking shows like Gollum the Family, Maude, The Jeffersons, and Sanford and Son. Norman Lear, who died yesterday at his home in Los Angeles, was 101. Reporting quarterly results after today's close, GameStop posted a year-over-year sales decline. Shares of the video games retailer are down about 2.25% in late trading. In the regular Wednesday action, stocks fell slightly. The S&P 500 slipped 17 points, and the Dow Industrials lost 70. That's Your Money Now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3 all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Houston Texans, following a tough loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, bounced back and ended the Denver Broncos' 5-game win streak on Sunday. Houston is 7-5, and D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud have been a sensational story so far, and it's only getting started. I think the Texans will beat the Jets, Browns, Colts, and then Tennessee twice down the stretch to finish the year on a 6-game win streak at 12-5, snatching the AFC South crown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Joe Ford with Pensacola Right Now. I can happily wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I can't wait to spend the next month listening to Christmas music and giving my 9-month-old little girl her first screenings of The Santa Claus, Home Alone, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and of course, It's a Wonderful Life. Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Taking a look here at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've got some heavy congestion on Pine Forest Road still. If you are traveling northbound from I-10 heading towards West 9 Mile, expect some hiccups there. The same can still be said about Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, though that should be dying down soon. Speaking of congestion that's dying down, if you're traveling northbound on a North Davis Highway just past Creighton Road, congestion is still there, but it has died down significantly. And the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road, particularly if you're traveling southbound on North Davis, that's still giving us some trouble. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River into downtown Milton. It's been giving us trouble all afternoon, folks, and it still is.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening with the weather, meteorologist Joe Neubauer, what the rest of the week looks like.
Dry and cool weather over the next couple of days. Thursday, we're starting out in the 30s and 40s, one of our coldest mornings in quite a while. Highs on Thursday in the upper 50s to lower 60s, lots of sunshine. Friday, low temperatures warm into the 50s, high temperatures into the mid to upper 60s. By Saturday, we have 70s for high temps, but the rain chances do return. We have a pretty decent chance for thunderstorms, in fact, Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. It's 54 currently. Overnight low tonight is going to be 38. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today, a couple notes from the NFL. So the New York Jets have seen enough of whoever their quarterback was for the last couple of weeks. It was Tim Boyle, right?
I think that's right. Yeah.
And so they let him go. They signed Brett Rippon to the practice squad. I think he was awful during a game that he played against the Rams. Then he went to the Seahawks, I think, for a week and a cup of coffee, and now he's in New York. And so there was a story that came out. I think it was Diana Rossini who said something about that they wanted Zach Wilson to be the starter, and he was kind of reluctant to be the starter.
Yeah, he was hesitant.
Mm-hmm. And then Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show trashed that. It's like, oh, that's ridiculous, whatever. I don't know. I mean, I would be kind of reluctant because
how loyal are you to me at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he's been benched twice this year, I'm pretty sure.
The NFL community is constantly riding him, making fun of him and stuff. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
So the Jets are going back to Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback because they literally have nothing better or worse that they can throw out there. It's just an absolute clown show of an offense.
A total circus.
The Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy is having his appendix removed tomorrow.
Golly.
He is going to be released from the hospital Wednesday. I've never had my appendix removed. I have had a umbilical hernia repaired.
Oh, jeez.
That was rough. I went back to work. I want to say the next day, and wow. I should have no. It was the weekend. So I had the weekend. I came back Monday. I should have done 4 hours. I did 8 because when I was walking out to my car after the full day on Monday, I was like hunched over. It was still pretty, you know.
Sensitive.
So
yeah.
You have an appendix removed, which is a few steps higher on the scale of
severity,
incision and all that. He's getting released Wednesday, and he's coaching on Sunday, baby. It's the Cowboys and the Eagles on Sunday Night Football, so more power to him. I think I'd be out for a month. I'd just like, look, guys, I just can't. Well, I just can't do this.
The thing is, you can't be getting irate, storming after the refs. You can't be doing that. I mean, you've got
to
be like.
He's going to have a runner that, you know, when he needs to run down, sprint down to the goal line to call a timeout there, he's going to have somebody do it for
him. Well, that's the thing. I mean, he just needs to be like standing or sitting in a fixed position, you know? I mean, golly.
Yeah. College basketball tonight, 7 o'clock start time on FS1, number 8 Marquette taking on number 12 Texas. ESPN doubleheader starting at 6:30, Spurs, Timberwolves, and Nuggets, Clippers following that one at 9. Health, business, and science notes today. Amazon is offering college kids $25 flights home for the holidays. You have to be a member of their Prime Student program to do it. They've been doing about 1,000 tickets per day this week, and if you're just now hearing about it, you've got one more chance tomorrow starting at 2 a.m. Central Time. Once it's over, all the students who couldn't snag the deal can get a discount code for $25 off of a flight.
And doctors in some cities are concerned about a new syndrome that has been seen in newborns, which may be connected to fentanyl. A new study shows that at least 10 babies exposed to fentanyl in the womb have been identified with distinctive birth defects, including cleft palate, small heads and bodies, and drooping eyelids. The mothers have all acknowledged using drugs, particularly fentanyl, during pregnancies.
Yeah, it's terrible there. Mm-hmm. This one's pretty interesting. Have you seen the movie Big Short before?
I think I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, though.
You should watch it. It's very good. Bets against the value of Israeli companies spiked in the days before the October 7th Hamas attack, suggesting some traders may have had advanced knowledge of the looming terror attack and profited off of it. The report was written by a former SEC commissioner who is currently a professor at NYU and Columbia Law professor. It details a significant and unusual spike 5 days before the attacks in short selling in the most popular fund linked to Israeli companies.
And starting January 1st, retailers that sell toys in California must offer a gender-neutral toy section or face fines. Similarly to the Israeli company thing, in a different way, these are equally confusing to me. A new law will take effect in the new year that carries fines of up to $500. The measure, signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2021, applies to department stores with 500 or more employees. And the confusion comes in that, Joe, you and I talked about this last hour. What in the world are gender-neutral toys? Like, we can think of some examples, but what's the purpose?
I think, it's to appease a certain segment of people that are of the ilk that my small human that is born a male may not be or wants to explore female qualities and things and of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it's to appease them, really.
You know, and that's the thing. Maybe we were talking about gender-neutral toys, but it may be a matter of, like, when they say gender-neutral toy section, maybe it's just a matter of, like, putting boys and girls' toys, quote-unquote, in the same aisle and just letting the kid choose.
I don't know. The way that I see this, it's like, okay, let's just take, like, an outdoor thing, like a ball.
Yeah.
A ball could be, now, what color is the ball? Maybe a red ball, right? So you could have a red ball that neither one, like either a boy or a girl, could pick that toy and be like, hey, this is not, the parent cannot get upset that this is a boy's toy or that's a girl's toy, right? Mm-hmm. I would say chalk, Play-Doh, things that, are neutral in the sense that it's not a Barbie doll. It's not a
stereotypically
G.I. Joe one toy gender. Gun.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's the best I got.
Just have one big toy section and just slap everything in there. If your kid wants it, let the kid get it. Golly. I don't know.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I have a vision for the future.
I'm with you in to some degree. Like, my daughter, you know, I'm going to be like, hey, you know, you're a girl. You're going to play
then,
with girl
but,
toys.
But then she looks at you dead in the eyes and then shoots her finger over to the other aisle. She's like,
well,
Army
I mean,
man.
Well, I can't even say that necessarily because, I mean, she has a little stuffed football. She has a little stuffed soccer ball because daddy's a football and a soccer fan. So
exactly.
Maybe I'm breaking the rules here.
The Ford household is unprecedentedly
That's right. yes.
inclusive here.
I guess. Uh-huh. Maybe I need to move to California, I guess. Get on board here.
Maybe so. If you want to keep your New Year's resolution, you should start it now. The idea is if you can stick with it in December, the craziest month of the year, then you'll prove to yourself you're capable of it when the new year begins. Interesting.
Wait. Which one did you just do? Were you just finishing that one?
No. I read the New Year's resolution one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Good story there. All right, 5:45. Get another check of the roads and weather.
All right, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we'll start with Santa Rosa County because that only had one truly big issue, and it has since dying down nicely. If you're traveling on Caroline Street trying to travel westbound, over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. There is still backups there, but it is not nearly as severe as it has been so far this evening. So that's some good news there. Looking at Pensacola, though, specifically, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, there are still some issues in that area. Also, Pensacola Boulevard, around where it merges with North Palafox Street, there's some heavy congestion developing there as well. Other than those two right now, we're not really seeing anything too severe at the moment.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking ahead at the weather.
Chilly night ahead as we head into Thursday, starting out in the 30s and 40s there for Thursday morning. So have a heavier jacket. High temperatures on Thursday afternoon, upper 50s to lower 60s with plenty of sunshine. Slightly warmer on Friday as 60s return for high temperatures, mid to upper 60s. Through the weekend, we'll have a warm up on Saturday back into the 70s, but rain chances move back in. We could have some thunderstorms Saturday night. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thanks, Joe. It is 54 degrees right now, 38 for the low. I'm Googled gender-neutral toys.
Okay.
Some of the more popular things. So I see the red wagon thing, right?
Yeah.
That's gender-neutral. A bicycle could be gender-neutral.
Depending on the color and the design.
I see Play-Doh. Legos, I guess, would be.
That's typically the go-to for gender-neutral.
I mean, just your basic stuffed animals, right? I mean, your elephants, your tigers, your bears.
Once again, depends on the color. If you got like a pink unicorn.
They can make them all gray or brown. I think.
Natural colors, like a beaver.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, that's how that goes. Pop culture notes today. Austin, here's one for you.
Really?
We talked about this a couple of days ago about who we thought could be the Time 2023 Person of the Year.
Yes. Certainly in a year when the world is divided, there's a lot of light and a lot of darkness. There are a number of different choices that could have represented 2023, but we picked a choice, someone who represents joy, someone who's bringing light to the world.
I think that's the perfect description for what she does for you.
Uh-huh.
Taylor Swift, congratulations. You are Time's 2023 Person of the Year.
And for those who couldn't hear, I just clicked my heels here in the news radio studio. I will say, and you said, you and I kind of hinted at this, Taylor Swift was about as agreeable as we were going to see. You know, talking about her being like a ray of light. I know NFL fans, and I'm one of them, so I can relate. I know we roll our eyes when we hear the Taylor Swift stuff all the time and we see their cult-like fan base.
You roll your eyes. There are NFL fans that embrace it.
Okay, whatever. The bottom line is Taylor Swift. When we saw some of the other names that were being swirled around, it's like, Taylor Swift, please be Time Person of the Year. Don't choose anyone that's so polarizing, you know?
That red coat she had on Monday night in Lambeau, that was
awesome.
That was
That was clean. A24 movies will not stream exclusively on HBO, Max, and Cinemax. The company's films will land on the streaming service after their theatrical runs. That'll include new films Priscilla, Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage, and The Iron Claw starring Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White.
Watched another Hallmark movie last night, Austin.
Alrighty.
And I feel like this one would be a good script if, however this goes.
Okay.
You know, the people live out a particular story in life and then it becomes a book or whatever. Somebody just obtains the rights to this story. Well, you may remember the former Good Morning America hosts, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Well, if you don't, they were the ones that were involved romantically together when they both were married. The good news coming out of this is that the spouses that they were married to and then obviously divorced from, the spouses are now dating each other, taking to each other to comfort after the hurt that the former Good Morning America host caused, and apparently it's going pretty well. So
that's
I think that's got a good potential there for a nice rom-com script.
And I can't, I think it does too. And but I can't help but feel like there's a touch of spite in there. You know, like this will show them.
I don't know,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, whatever floats your boat. Candystore.com has released its list of the most hated holiday candies, and reindeer corn is number one again, much to Joe's glee.
Well, I've never had rainbow or reindeer corn.
It is. It's the same thing.
Because candy corn is just so repulsive that I've never anything to do with candy corn. I want nothing to do with. So.
Reindeer corn is more aesthetically pleasing, though, in my opinion. Also making the list for holiday peeps, which Joe hates, chocolate oranges.
Yep.
Chocolate oranges. He's never had it.
Never had them.
You know, I'm sure there'd be hate in his heart if he tried them. Cherry cordials. He's not a big fan of those either. Neither am I, to be honest. And non-peppermint candy canes, which after further discussion.
Self-reflection.
Yeah, that
now,
is
Now, at first,
okay.
When you said non-peppermint candy canes, I thought you were just talking about red and white ones that they remove the peppermint, and then I'm like, okay, well, what in the heck is the point of that? But then I remembered, oh, well, they do make different color ones and different flavors, which honestly I didn't realize that those were hated so much. I think those are great.
No,
I mean, obviously I prefer the traditional red and white ones, but no, if you give me flavored flavored candy canes there, the multicolor ones. Yeah, no, I'm in on those.
So after further deliberation, you like non-peppermint candy canes. I think they're all right. I like Peeps also, though.
Yeah, Peeps suck. 5:52, final break here this hour. We're back with Wacky Stories and Good News, Pensacola right now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
New South proud!
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 as Emerald Coast Coins talks about how precious metals and metal detectors are a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Excellent.
What was
excellent choices today. I think you're batting 1,000 today.
Really?
We had a little Johnny Mathis, obviously. What's her face?
Kelly Pickler. She was the one who did the Santa Baby.
I was talking about who this one.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, that's right. We had Johnny Mathis.
John Bon Jovi, his version of Please Come Home for Christmas.
And what was the other one? There was another one you played.
Oh, I'm not sure.
All right. But very, very good.
All right, 5:55 here. We'll get our last check of the roads and weather before we take it into hour three. So there was an accident reported where Pensacola Boulevard merges with North Palafox Street. The congestion has seemingly died down, though, so that didn't seem to last too long, luckily. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, though, between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues to still be there, though it has looked worse. Other than that, there's not much to report on in Pensacola. And looking to Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River, the congestion there has almost completely died down as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at what's in store for the weather. Cool tonight, 38, clear skies. Mostly sunny again tomorrow. We will see some more cloud cover moving in later on in the day. 61 is the high, 51 for the low tomorrow night, so that'll be pleasant with mostly cloudy skies. Cloudy again Friday, warming up to probably into the 70s around here, and 62 overnight low on Friday night. So that's how we finish out the work week. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. A 62-year-old woman in Michigan was arrested for shoplifting from a Walmart, and she picked the absolute worst time to try. She was there while the store was hosting 75 officers for their annual Shop with the Cop event. She even parked right next to the cop cars, so I'm not sure how she was thinking that she'd get away with it, but an employee notified one of the cops that they saw her stealing more than $700 worth of stuff. So they just followed her out and to her car and made the arrest then.
Well, and speaking of moronic people in the Midwest, a 39-year-old woman near Cleveland named Rosemary Hain, she threw her burrito at a Chipotle worker. Apparently, it wasn't made well enough, so she threw it in her face, got jailed for assault. She got sentenced last week. Judge gave her 180 days, suspended 90 of those days, and said that he would lop off another 60 if she wanted to work at a fast food place to see what it's like. She has to work there part-time, 20 hours a week, for at least 2 months. She agreed to it and said she'd start looking for job openings.
Good job out of the judge there. Hopefully she learned something in addition to the jail time there.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Also, some TikToks making the rounds claiming that grilled ice is a thing in northeast China. The vendor takes some ice, throws it on a grill, seasons it with spices like chili, scallions, coriander, and sauce, and then serves it up. One serving costs you a couple of bucks, so I guess it's not, you know, you want to throw a couple bucks at it and see what you think, go for it. If you're wondering whether the ice would melt, the idea is to use big chunks of it to grill it quickly. So I actually saw on TikTok the video here that was pointing this out.
Okay.
You know, like the old school, the ice, what do you call them? Like the little...
Snow cone?
No. The trays, the ice trays, right?
Oh, yeah,
Back in the old days, you just put the water in, you put it in the freezer. We don't have those thing anymore. But the idea is that you take a tray that has ice, right? And then you just flip it on the grill, you just spray everything on it, and then you serve it up that way. So, you know, there's a little bit of moisture with the heat, but it's still ice. But I guess they do it short enough where the ice doesn't melt, but it's long enough to where if the seasoning is just kind of there with it, whatever.
That's the thing. If you want it cold, why grill it?
If
you want it crunchy, just use chips.
Well, I guess with the seasonings that you're using, the grill maybe does something. I don't know. I didn't invent this. Don't get mad at me. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up.